Well, it's very interesting because what we're seeing is more of the same, really. The white clots that we were finding in people, which early on wasn't loads of people, about 20%, has gone up to about 40% of people now. So
No way.
I've slightly changed the way that I do business as regards the way we offer funerals. So what I used to do as a funeral director was offer embalming as an added extra. And the idea of that was just to encourage people to have it done because it presents them nicely, better. And now I include it in the price. So it's free, effectively, and everybody will have it because it's free. So that then allows me to look at everyone. And I'm finding it in about 40% of deceased, sadly. And it's very interesting today because the Embalmer magazine, which is released by the BIE, the British Institute of Embalmers, talks about Major Tom Haviland approaching them with a clot survey. So this is a really good guy called Major Tom Haviland, and basically what he did was he compiled a survey. It's totally anonymous, and it's to be given out to embalmers, trained embalmers, so that they can answer a various plethora of questions. None of them are personal data, and it's just to find out who is and who isn't seeing these. Now, when he's done these in the past, he's had responses, and it's been up to 70% of embalmers are seeing the clots. But the BIE here won't release that survey because they say he isn't a professional body. So it won't release the survey. He supplies it to the BIE. They won't give it on to their members for them to participate in the actual survey. So they then go on to in this embalmer volume 67, number 2, summer 2024. They just released it, and they do the minutes of the previous meeting, and they say about they won't send out the survey because after discussion it was agreed that these will only be sent out to members if they are official, and by official they mean recognized bodies. If, for instance, they are from government, official institution, or funeral association institute. Now, what that's done is it's put them on the spot a little bit because the two professional bodies here are the NAFD, the National Association of Funeral Directors, and the SAIF, which is another kind of governing body that oversees them, purely in an advisory capacity, but they are the industry standard. And it's basically said we won't ask our members if they're seeing clots unless we're asked to by these two bodies. So it's kind of put them on the spot now. Now, as the truth comes out and it's finally revealed, people are going to point the finger at the NAFD and the SAIF, and they're going to say, you knew and you said nothing, unless they request that they do ask their embalmers. So it's quite an interesting development. And I kind of threw a tweet about it about 20 minutes ago. I threw a tweet out kind of explaining it in more detail and showing the publication. So that's worth a look.
Oh, definitely, and I'll attach it to I'll attach that because your Twitter is just on fire. Your
Well, to
Twitter,
be
it
honest with
really
you,
is.
I've got no fear of these people.
No.
I'm not frightened. And once you lose that fear, it's a euphoric moment because you're free. And people might not like what I say, but do you know what? Call me a liar, because
Yeah.
I'll gladly stand toe to toe and have an open discussion. But they don't want to discuss it.
No, they just shut you down, didn't they?
Yeah, of
Just
course
shut
they
you
do. Well,
down.
truth is coming. The truth will set us all free.
Exactly. It is coming, and more people are seeing it right now.
Well, it was interesting the development with the doctor in Australia, weren't it? Who was unsuspended, and now doctors can speak freely. And straight away, all these doctors are pouring out the truth, saying how the vaccines are shit and poison, and so it is coming out. You can't hide it forever.
No,
You've
you
only got
can't.
to
But
look at
there
the
are a
death
lot
rate.
of doctors now who've made a hell of a lot of money on it.
Yeah, of course they have.
So
That's what
my
brought them
GP,
compliance.
he's the same, I think you and I are around the same age, and
Well, 28.
yeah, something like that. I'm 50 now. I don't know how that's happened,
I know
but
it's you're born, you blink, and it's gone, mate, isn't
I
it?
can't believe it. It doesn't. It's like I'm still not grown up. Like what? But my doctor, who I must be, who knows what I'm classed as down there, but him and I used to go toe to toe about it a lot of the time, and he wouldn't have the conversation with me, and the only times I ever went down it was just to clip up my inhaler, or that was it. But anyway, he's now our age. He's now fully retired. He's bought a chateau in France and he lives over there in France.
Yeah, of course he
You
has.
know,
I bet.
just.
I wonder if he's practicing still or not.
Eh? Well,
I
maybe the
wonder if
sur
he's.
he's no longer in the surgery. He's completely retired now. And that,
Who can blame him?
you can work, you can, and if you work out, what was it, £10 a jab? The doctors, how many people? So he was head of the surgery, and there was about eight other doctors in there, as well as district nurses. So
So they
just
were
work this
on
out on
the.
a daily thing. How many
Yeah, it's
people did he come through the door for him personally in a
well,
day?
it was interesting because the way it worked, the pay structure was £10 a jab, tax free the first 100. So there's £1,000 a day. Now that's £5,000 a week, tax free. And then
Kids.
once your surgery reaches thresholds, percentage thresholds, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80% upwards, you get higher and higher bonuses. So it's a
As well as the
phenomenal amount
kids
of
as
money.
well, because they were it was £15 for a child, wasn't it?
Well, I've heard mixed numbers between 12.5 quid and 15 quid, but it was clearly monetized and very lucrative. You know, hardly the template you'd expect for a life-saving pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of doctors have got very rich on it, and so you know, how many doctors and GPs, how many good GPs are out there? They're not all like Dr. David Cartland and
No,
You
no.
know, the others who, you know, is what do you do? Where do you go?
Well, that's the trouble. I think they have to be part of the mafia, don't they? Registration to be able to go. And I can tell you, I spoke to loads and loads of doctors, and they will say the same thing. If there was an alternative body, they would join it. That's the bottom line, and I think that's probably what we'll see in the coming days eventually. But it was interesting to see that at a time we're all under the cosh financially, and they're giving out our money all over the world.
Don't
They
get me
did
started.
manage well. They starved, you know. Then the pensioners can freeze to death, and farmers they can buy their farms. But somehow they found 22% pay rise for junior doctors.
Yeah, and they found the money for the they found the money, money, money boat.
Oh, I lost you. Are you there?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hang on a minute. With my mic.
Yeah, I've got you again now.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take my mic out. I've got a problem with the mic.
Don't
So
worry.
yeah, you know, they can find the money for Ukraine,
Yeah, of course.
the money for the men that are coming into this country.
Yeah, of course.
They can put them up in hotels. I'd love to know what's going down on our ports, you know, I really would. I'd like to be a
Well, they're just ferrying them in as quick as they can get them in because they're panicking now. They're running around like headless chickens because they know that we know, and that number is growing. And inevitably, at some point, you'll get civil unrest. And it's interesting that Starmer's talked about a standing army. These guys are his standing army.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, how I
They're
think this
standing
is,
waiting.
they are, but is it going to succeed? I believe God is right in control at the moment. I really, really do. I
Well,
they're not going to
that to
have
be
sense
honest
of
with
strength.
you, yeah, they're not going to succeed. They
They're not
will
going to,
fail miserably, but
and
there'll be a lot of death.
we're not going to have these central bank digital currencies. We can't now. Trump's in. Do you know what I mean? He's got the Department of DOG, and we do know that what it will be a domino effect of what is happening. It starts there, and it is going to be domino effect. They're getting
Well,
rid
I kind
of.
of I heard about this a while ago that when the truth is revealed, there'll be a lockdown. And it'll be broadcast for 7 or 8 days is the plan. Whether when that happens, what the time scale is it there to keep us quiet? Is he part of the theatre? I really don't know, but that's the hope, isn't it? You know?
I don't believe Trump is part of the theatre. I think
No, I
he's
spent
been
a couple of
covert.
hours talking to RFK Jr. and I can tell you he knows all about these jabs. He knows exactly what they're all about because I spoke to him personally, one to one, well, over a Zoom call for a couple of hours, 2 years ago.
Really?
So
Amazing.
he I actually got approached by one of his team and they booked because you deal through like you know they have people that
Yeah, they're
book
bookers and
things
stuff, yeah.
and he's a wonderful guy, really good guy. I struggled to understand him because he's got a bit of a speech impediment and
Yeah.
it's interesting. I listen to him now and he's obviously done a lot of work on his voice because he's a lot more understandable now than he
I
was
think he
back
had an
then and I was
operation, actually. I think he's had an operation quite recent. Well, in a few
Yeah, that
years.
would tell you that I've spoke to him then, because I can hear the difference. I know when I spoke to him, I was very conscious, because I'm the kind of guy where if someone's got an ailment, the last thing I want to do is keep drawing attention to it and saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
Yeah,
It's like doing
exactly.
that for, but yeah, very intelligent guy, very clever, and knows the truth. So my hope is that Trump makes it to January. And RFK is put in a position where he can smash these bastards and get some sort of justice for the people that have been maimed as much as the people that have been killed, you know?
Exactly. And it's affected so many people, not even just the jabbed ones, people who are stuck at home, kids, suicide rates,
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
supplies,
of course. Well,
and
it's mental health has suffered. And like I say, I'm seeing it now in the deceased. 40% of them have these clots in them. So 4 in every 10 dead. I mean, they say about the ONS day is running about between 20 and 25% of sudden excess deaths over the top. I think, to be honest, it's higher than that based on the amount of people I'm seeing full of clots. And don't forget, these people, we're hearing about turbo cancers, and that's very interesting. And I don't exactly understand the mechanisms. There's talk of T cells being switched off, and that's how cancers develop. But a lot of these people are breathless. They're going to the doctor. They're presenting breathless. They're then being told they're stage four. I don't think all of them are lung cancers. I think a lot of them are simply their vessels and arteries in their lungs where
yeah.
they do oxygen exchange are full of this white crap.
Did you ever get an explanation? Because I remember when you first did that, and you came onto my show, and everybody was shocked. You were saying what was being pulled out. Has there
Yeah.
been any explanation?
No, they won't even acknowledge it. They won't even acknowledge it. And they're all wriggling now saying, well, unless somebody else asks us to do a survey, and they haven't even officially acknowledged it. In fact, I first complained to my local coroner, about halfway through 2021, and I emailed him because I wanted a paper trail. I knew what was happening. I'd worked for the coroner for 7 years, on body recovery. So I've seen the inside and outside of much more than any person in general practice. So I know, and I knew this wasn't right. And I was hoping for a paper trail, didn't get one. But I took a phone call about 3 or 4 days later from one of the girls in the office who doesn't know. She probably knows the numbers are wrong on paper, but doesn't know what's actually going on. And she said, oh, I spoke to the pathologist. He said it's totally normal and not to worry. And you can discard the sample and that it grows post-mortem. So basically, when you die, your body fills up with rubber. It's just total crap. And I felt quite insulted that they would think I was stupid enough to believe that. And I don't doubt this girl in the office believed it because that's not her job. But the pathologist, I don't doubt they said, listen, he said this. What shall I tell him? To say that to me, I found it insulting. So I went above their head to the chief coroner of England, emailed them, had no response. 3 weeks later, emailed them again. And CC'd in about 20 people, including Professor Dolores Cale, Dr. Tess Laurie, and others, to put pressure on to get a response. And you'd be surprised when you include people like that, you do get a response. And it was about a paragraph long, and it basically said, we follow government policy. So government policy is not to talk about it. It's the kind of the greatest admission without admitting anything. So and that was kind of where we are. So now it's like the worst kept secret. They're all talking about it. You should see the difference. Like when I first started speaking out, it was from a really lonely place.
I
And
remember John.
I,
It was like you, as you say, I think one
oh,
of
I was
the
the
was.
nutter. I was dangerous. I was selfish. I should be closed down, locked up. And you should see the nods of respect that I get from these other guys that haven't got the bottle to speak out themselves now. Or they're not in a position to, they all look at me a slightly different way now with respect,
You
so
bloody
I
deserve
know
it,
what's going
John.
on.
You were the only
Yeah,
one.
I haven't done anything special. I haven't done what anyone did. The way I look at it is, like I've said before, I was standing at the bottom of a hill and there's a runaway dust cart and I'm talking to people with their backs to it. Do I wait until it's upon us and just step out of the way and let them get run over? Or do I say, look, watch out for the dust cart? That's the difference. I wouldn't stand there and watch someone queue up to be poisoned. I wouldn't do it. I don't want to be part of that. I can't be bought. I can't be compromised. I won't be intimidated. And fuck them, to be honest.
Fair play. And I mean, obviously, we did a report back in, I think it was 20, I think it was 2019, 2020, about the SPARS pandemic that was originally an exercise over at Johns Hopkins University back in 2017. And it was a scenario of using a coronavirus as the example, and it centered literally around a pandemic and mass testing vaccination programs. And it said high streets would become pop-in shops like NHS vaccine centers and everything else. Now we were almost at that. We were almost there.
Of course. Well,
But
they've
we're now
actually
getting
just
warned because the SPARS pandemic was supposed to go from 2025 to 2028. But we have recently said there's another pandemic on its way.
of course.
But I think the people know the playbook now. If they don't, I'm going to link a article that we put out back in early 2020 about the SPARS pandemic 2025, and all of the things you need, all the mass testing, everything that went on in 2020 runs alongside this SPARS pandemic.
The trouble is one of those things that in order to get a fluid working culling machine, you have to have people briefed and know their duty and know what they've got to do, and a well-oiled machine. So that's why. And I suspect these people, most of them know, is whether they're going to be prepared to kill and maim other human beings. The doctors is probably the most interesting one, because if you're a GP, you'll be, especially if you've done a few years, people come to you, you prescribe to them, there are outcomes. You see those outcomes. So much like me putting people in coffins, if those outcomes change significantly, you notice it. And they know what these vaccines have done. They know. They haven't been able to speak for fear of losing their job. And if you're a GP in general practice and you're doing, I don't know, 150, 200,000 a year, you'll have a £1 million house. You'll have an high maintenance wife. You'll have a couple of kids in private school and a Range Rover and perhaps dividends or shares in the surgery. It's a lot to lose. And if not only that, you're sacked. You are deregistered. You can't work anywhere else. So what you're going to do? You're going to go home and tell your missus, "Oh, we've got to pack up. We're looking for a council house because I'm not happy with the vaccines." So I get it, but there must come a time as the death toll mounts where you've got to understand that you are thinking about your soul. Because I never put no money in coffins, Lou. You can't take it with you. So at some point, people have to realize there's been a terrible crime committed here. Are they going to continue down that path of mass murder, or are they going to step out and start being honest? I mean, I couldn't believe the judgment in Australia. I was so pleased because we're going to hear a
So,
plethora
can
of
you tell us
doctors
more about that?
speaking
Because
out.
I've, as I say, I've switched off for the last week or so. So, when did all this judgment come through? What was the judgment? How did all that work, John?
So basically, there's let me just have a look, because I've got a little bit more of the detail on my Twitter feed, because I kind of shared it today. I'm looking, looking, looking. What is it?
Yeah, so I mean, I know Australia was hit super, super hard with it all. I had friends over in Australia. One was a school teacher, which she loved her job, and she said, "What we, what to do?" And they were so restricted, and I mean, it
Yeah,
was
of course.
awful
Oh,
over
it was
there.
tyranny. It was real tyranny. So
Yeah.
the doctor in question was a guy called Dr. William Bay, as in the a seaside bay. And he went to court. He'd been suspended, and he went to court to try and regain his license. And he was obviously they chucked him off because he spoke out and he criticized the vaccines. Well, if your guys do a search for Dr. William Bay and his court case, you'll find out all about it. But basically, not only did he get reinstated, but they acknowledged that what he said was correct. And now doctors can speak freely without fear of recourse. So that is now going to get, you're going to get an avalanche of people speaking out. And he's been one of the first ones that have done so. And you should just hear what he says. Do a search for him. He's a fantastic guy. And I've got the greatest respect for him.
I just found him actually. I'll go and have a dig out, and I'll
Oh,
link it.
you will, because this will be a viral thing. Now, how will it affect someone who's already six jabs in? I dread to think, I think many people, I know certainly when I was at the meeting in Westminster back in 2021, they said people would die 2 to 5 years post-vax. They went into the details of how and why and what the mechanism was, and I didn't really want to believe it, but sadly, I mean, looking at what's coming out of them, it's well underway. So I kind of wonder what will be the cure. Is this something they can cure and clear from their system? I really don't know. But if it isn't possible, we're going to see a monumental death rate in the next 2, 3 years, certainly. And my hope is not only that this is acknowledged, but we can find a cure for these people, and then of course bring the criminals to justice, because it's no good brushing it under the carpet. And I don't want them saying, "Oh, mistakes were made," because they weren't mistakes. This was a gene therapy that was developed by DARPA. So it is a bioweapon. It's a deliberate act.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how, if you're six, seven jabs in, how many of those, could you be that lucky to miss the placebos?
Well, do you know, there are people that have played Russian roulette many times and still play it, So it was said at the meeting that it would be Russian roulette. I suspect as time goes on and these people get more and more desperate, every shot will probably be a kill shot this far in the game. But I wouldn't, early on they put a lot of placebos out, and the idea beyond that was to advocate people.
Yeah,
So let me,
exactly.
if you get a placebo, you're not going to suffer any adverse reaction. You're going to
Oh,
tell
well,
everyone
they've
how
all dropped.
wonderful it
They
was.
couldn't have everyone dropping down. It had to be done.
No,
There
because
was
they would
X
come on
amount. I
top.
think it was you who said that. There's X amount of
Yeah.
people in that
You'd have to
train.
get people used to taking a regular booster, until you say you could get them gradually over time. And that's what they've done. And now we're seeing the end results of that, the soaring cancer rates and people dropping down. Well, you've only got to look at the excess deaths. And also, more interestingly, the decrease in birth rate, because the women, or they've been sterilized as well. So not only are people dying, but no, we're seeing a massive shortage of live births. Dr. Luke, a guy called Dr. Luke McClendon was the first one really to shout about it. He was in a hospital in Mater Hospital in Australia, and he was head of fertility, and he screamed about it because he does the numbers. And the normal miscarriage rate in expectant mothers is between 5 and 14%. I think he said it peaked at 16% 1 year. Well, since they rolled the vaccines out and told these girls, "Oh, you're protecting your baby," 76%, 3/4 of them lost their babies. And he shouted about that and they sacked him. Unbelievable. It's kind of, what else do you need to know?
I mean, everything is being exposed.
Yeah, of
Absolutely,
course. Yeah.
everything is
Yeah.
coming out.
Yes.
I just pray for children, families, elderly, everybody.
Yeah,
They're
I'm
just
not.
going
I'm the
to
same way. I'm not remotely bothered about me at this stage.
be down.
I'm not bothered about me, but I just fear for the children and the future. I wanted my kids to have the kind of childhood I had,
Same.
and they can never have that now. It's been stolen off them.
No, it would never. It well, something. God's got to intervene on this. I mean, Satan's clearly in charge and running the show.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
Right.
I know. I would have never believed it, but that's one thing I've learned, is there is a great evil.
There really is.
Yeah, but where there is,
Right.
obviously, I was a former engineer, so I'm aware there's polar opposites of all things, up and down, left and right, positive, negative, darkness and light, and wherever there is this force for evil, there's also a force for good. What is that? Is that Trump? Is that white hats? Is that God
It's Jesus.
himself?
I
Is
think
it
Jesus
us?
looking over. I think more and more people, are turning to Jesus. It's unbelievable. Like, people can't believe it with me. I still, it's been the way all the time, and people don't realize he's actually there with us all the time, trying to guide us in the right way. And we think
Yeah.
we know better than him. And
Yeah.
we take control, and we've got to kind of just hand it over to him. And so many more people are seeing it. And it may be, I don't know where it's come from. I really don't. But you've got nobody else to fight this at the moment other than Jesus, because Ephesians 6, put on your full armor of God, because this is a war beyond us. This is
Yes,
a
it's a
spiritual war
spiritual war.
for us,
Yeah.
for
Exactly
humanity.
that. Yeah, exactly
That's
that.
what we're living in now, and I'm realizing it all now.
I would have
But
never believed it, but I've had
neither
a
would
lot,
I.
I've done a lot of soul searching the last 4 years, and I think I finally realized about 18 months ago. And I've never been a deeply religious guy. I've been more kind of spiritual, but
Mate, I
I,
was exactly the same, John. I was drinking ayahuasca all the time. You know what I mean? And it's not. It was the truth. It's the truth. You know, you start on the path of truth, John. It only
That's
goes
right.
one way, and it
Yeah,
goes
that's right.
through
And
the path.
I think the other thing that I learned the older I've got is the true meaning of it being better to give than receive.
Yes.
I can meet my maker with a totally clean conscience. I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. I've got regrets, but I'm fundamentally a good guy, and I'm happy to give myself to save other people. I genuinely would feel like my life had purpose now. I never could say that before. You know, my life has had real purpose now. And the conversations that I've had, people that have reached out to me, and you know, the gratitude,
But you've
because
gone
you
through a
know,
lot, John.
I've
Trust me,
saved them.
they did
Oh,
kill you. They tried to
it's been
kill you,
a
John, and you
they
nearly
did.
wouldn't have been here. You know,
No,
you've been
no.
saved for a reason. There's a reason for every single one of
There
us
is,
here.
there is. I mean, I've got no doubt in my mind. I've got to thank Dr. Chan and a guy called Mark Sexton, for actually coming and getting me. But I'm treading the path that he's led me on, you know. And there are, you know, when you have, you meet people and things like, you know, you think, well, that's not chance. That I've been guided there to do this. Why is that? And I believe we're all here for a reason. And ultimately, this is the thing that I'm most proud of. You know, and it is what it is. I'll meet my maker. They can come and get me tomorrow. It don't change anything. I stand by what I've said, and I will continue to do so right up until we see the trials in Nuremberg. And then they'll all say, oh, God, he was right all along. I was right. I know I'm right.
Can you hear me? Is my mic's working?
Yeah, you're
Right,
fine.
it's good. Right, it's fine. Working. Yeah, exactly, John. And the thing is, it's every part of our life at the moment is being
Attacked. Yeah,
attacked.
it's attacked.
You know,
Yeah,
we
food
discussed. We
chain.
mentioned. I spoke to a farmer, Farmer Pete, the other day down in Cornwall. You know what they're trying to do to our farmers is shocking. People don't see it. They don't understand. They don't see it. You know, when they're saying this Arla milk is perfectly safe for humans, no, it's not.
No, you've only got to look at the cost sheet. So let me
Exactly.
explain that. So the cost sheet, wherever you have hazardous substances in your care as a businessman or a corporation or whatever, you have to have what's called a cost sheet. So it's spelt COSSH. And if you, the idea of that is, so say for example, I have a bottle of, I don't know, embalming fluid, and during the course of his work, my embalmer spills some on his arm. It's a dangerous chemical. So, what steps do we then take to mitigate the injury and move forwards to get him the best healthcare possible? And that is the information contained on cost sheets. Every hazardous chemical you have to have the relevant cost sheet for that on site to access as that accident occurs. You know, so if he goes, oh, I've spilled it all over myself, I can pull that out of the drawer, refer to it. We know what to do and the steps to move forward.
Yeah.
I want people to take a look on Google and type in cost sheet, so COSSH sheet for Bovia 10. So Bovia 10 is its actual name, and that's the additive they're giving to cows. And it's unbelievable when you read it, it's just unbelievable that they would put that in the food chain, you know. So it's whether people choose to educate themselves and choose to just look a little bit deeper, because these people, these Satanists, work on karmic values. So they put the information out there. They're forced to do so. And if you don't then look, that is you consider giving your consent. I mean, to give it causes skin irritation, serious eye damage, and it's suspected of damaging fertility. Surprise, surprise, in the depopulation agenda. So inhalation, get medical attention immediately, call a poison center or physician. You know, why would you feed that to cattle that's going in the food chain?
Yeah,
Skin
well,
tone contact.
it's for nursing cows, isn't it?
Of course.
It's for the nursing cows. And the thing is, this is the same scenario with the child abuse. This is while it's still going on, because people don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. It's
Yes.
too uncomfortable, so we don't talk about it. So nothing gets done about it, because there's not a problem with child abuse and institutionalized child abuse or traffic child abuse or child abuse for people like Diddy, Savile, raw families, people.
100%. And
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
the
No one
Biden,
talks about it, and
well,
you
the
lose friends when
Biden,
you talk about it.
of course you do. Well, the Biden administration just admitted they lost 500,000 children in the care
That's it.
system. Where are they all gone? How can you lose 500,000 fucking children? You know,
Exactly.
if you had, I don't know, you said, yeah, we've
Well, do
lost
you
70
know?
children.
Right, here's a fun fact. The compound, guess who owns a compound where the border wall ends? There is a
One.
compound on exactly on the border, and where the border, the actual wall ends, there is a space and there is a compound.
Can
And
only be Gates or Soros.
no. And the cartels, that is the place that the cartels tell the coyotes to take people through, and they walk straight in to Sean Puffy Coombs's compound.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Yeah.
Then what
It
happens?
doesn't surprise me. That's the first time I've discovered that or I've heard of that. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Act. You can literally go and look. My mic seems to be playing up.
Yeah, it's cutting out a little bit. You're all right again now.
You can go and you can see who owns that bit of land. It's Diddy's chief security guard, who's listed in the little Rod Jones lawsuit, who went out and bought that land. And that is where the cartels send people to come through the border, and they're walking right into Daddy's Diddy's.
It's hard to imagine what motivates men to do this, and I've often wondered this about the politicians. So, do they take toddlers and drop them off to be ritually sacrificed and trafficked and abused and whatnot, and then go home to their own toddlers
Yeah,
and
they do.
love
I
them?
mean, I've had Bill Maloney. We were discussing this years ago, and it all generally starts at these parties. So
Yeah.
parties, people are picked out who's going to be politicians, who's going to play.
Yeah, of course.
So these
Yeah.
politicians, they go to the parties. The same thing of what happens at Diddy's happens at these parties. You know,
Yeah.
there'll be the drugs and everything, and the next thing, towards later in the night, the children are brought out. This is
I
how.
just can't imagine,
This is how
I
they have control. This is why politicians do what they do. You know,
see,
because
I can't understand that because I can tell you I'm a man that's lived,
you
right?
can
And
understand it.
I've been to parties where I've got smashed out my skull. If they'd have rolled out and started bringing kids out, it would have all stopped and
But
I'd have kicked
these
off.
are the people within the politicians. This is the hierarchy. This is the elite. This is what they have to do to get where they
But
want.
there must
Exactly
have
what
been a
Diddy said.
time, there must have been a time when they were first exposed to it to make that judgment
Who
call.
knows? Look at everybody who was knighted by the Queen. Like, you know, the head of Universal,
I totally agree. I mean,
Lucian Charles Gray. They've
I've had
every
people say to me, "Oh, you should be knighted." That's the fucking last thing I'd ever want.
and
That's a
you all you
badge of
need to
shame.
do. My question, John, is why is the BBC still an operating? Why is it still operating? Just go through,
Propaganda.
look at the years, and look who's gone through there. Why, for
Yeah.
one, I want to ask any person, why do you work for the BBC?
Yeah.
Because if you work for the BBC, you condone the abuse of children.
Yeah, of course.
And look, Philip Schofield, you know, it's not just the Savills. You know, you've now got Hugh Edwards. You've had, you know, the list is endless. That, what's
Well,
his
there
name?
was a guy the other week I was hearing about was raping dogs to death. You know, what the fuck? Yeah. And he was deeply entrenched in the BBC. It's unbelievable.
I mean, did anybody ever come up with that kid that was caught climbing naked out of the palace window?
No, I remember seeing the
Now,
video though.
what happened with that? What happened to that person?
Swept under the carpet, and then I think they said they were doing a film documentary because the Queen always endorsed naked children climbing out of a fifth floor apartment, didn't you
Wow.
know? It's
They were all embedded in
ridiculous.
it. They
Yeah,
were.
of course
I
they
think
were. Of
we
course they
see the
were.
end of the royal family. It's over. I mean, for God's sake, the prince of, like, the future king lives in a four-bedroom cottage on the grounds of Windsor Castle. What's that about? What happened to Clarence House? What's happened to all their palaces? What's happened? It They're all just stuck in Windsor, you know. And we know that Charles was worse, allegedly worse. I've been going back over the Mark de Tru files, and I'm currently working on something. Charles was at the human hunting parties. He was up in the human hunting parties over in Belgium on the continent at the Castle Amaris, which was known as the Mothers of Darkness Castle. That's where you've got the
Doesn't surprise
Rothschilds.
me.
You know that picture of the Rothschilds, old, very old picture when they've got the stag's head on. really
Yes.
old picture that was at that castle, and the witnesses and survivors of Mark de Treux, how they said he was a lone wolf. How could he be a lone wolf when there were kids locked up in his basement for 6 months while he was in prison? Quite a lone wolf, you know. And he was just keeping all these kids for himself. No, as he said, he was taking them and delivering them to the castle Aramis, to the rich and famous. Survivors of it have said what's going on, and it was all shut down. And he was
Yeah.
the lone wolf. It's like it's the same thing. And you can link the players from the Mark de Treux. You can link from to Jimmy Savile through to Epstein. You can even to Balenciaga. You can
I
link
think
all
the
this same people.
trouble is, Lou, fundamentally, I think the vast majority of people are good. They're not like these people. And I wonder if they've
Absolutely.
got some sort of reptilian trait inside them where they've lost that empathy and they've lost that compassion for other human beings. And because they're not like that, they
They're
can't
demonic. They're demon.
believe that
They're
they would do
partly.
it.
Yeah, they're
But
demonic.
they can't believe they would do it. They just can't believe they would do it. 99 people out of 100, if they saw a toddler wandering down the street, they would go and pick that toddler up and they would go to the police station with it. There'd be one in that 100 that would eat it.
But
And
you
that's the
know,
reality. But
those
people
majority
don't
of
believe it,
people.
do they?
No, but now what we've got in this country, John, is the border's been opened up. We've got people with different ideologies as well as cultural. So this is where it's seeping in as well. You've got people, some, you know, of some countries that practice voodoo. They do, and these people are coming in. Trump wasn't lying when he said they're eating the dogs and they're eating the cats. He weren't
No,
lying. You
that's right. No, he
know,
wasn't.
and we've now
No, he
found
wasn't.
out that the guy who did all the stuff in Southport, second generation immigrant, you know, from Rwanda, where they do a lot of sacrificial stuffs. Interesting, he was also in an advert for Children in Need for the BBC, that kid who did this, ran into that after
That's right.
the day
Yeah, that's
car.
right. So he was groomed from an
All
early
roads,
age.
yeah, and he's come from an immigrant family where there are rituals and everything else, and different, they have different practices.
Yes.
You know, they can get married, kids get being married off at nine, you know.
That's
So
right. Yeah, that's
this is what
right.
it's done. And if we all think back to when we first kind of became woken up, maybe after hearing something of David Icke or Alex Jones, we all started digging and we all knew what the agenda would be. Like what they said
Yes.
on the Georgia Guidestones, bring people in from foreign countries. Well, they did say foreign troops, didn't they? So people, the UN army would come in and they'd take over the streets and no one would know what they were saying. Well, instead, we've got foreigners. All is being flooded with people from other countries. English
Well, I
people.
think also there's that cultural disassociation. So, if you want to kill lots of white people with loads of assets, you put black soldiers in there. If you want to kill loads of black people, you put white soldiers in. There's that cultural disassociation, and that's what
They
they
don't
rely on.
speak
But I think
the language. But look
exactly.
what's
Well, the
happened in
reason they're
London.
gonna, well, the reason they're gonna struggle much more here than others, because actually, do you know what? Britain has been a great success story since the 1960s with immigration. Most families are a mixed race element in there, my own included, and so that's not a skin color thing anymore. People have
Not.
got
It's
best
a
mates that are
cultural
black and
thing.
vice versa. Yes, so they're going to struggle more than they think they will. So it's going to be interesting in the coming days to see just when they're going to deploy these people and how they will cope when they are deployed.
But look what Sadiq Khan's done to London. So you now have every so many communities now around the London boroughs that councils are now run. The councillors have been chosen in from that community, certain community. You know, there's only 32%, I think the last time I looked, English living in London. You've got Sadiq, who's going to guarantee to be one every single time because every single community, you know, there aren't English people. And now our city is a war zone.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So
I never ever thought
how
that
do we deal
London
with
would
it?
end up the way it has. But if you
How do
say
we deal
anything,
with that, John? How do you think we deal with getting our country back? Will we ever get our country fully back?
oh, I think we definitely will. But I think it's going to take a biblical event. So something like a 5 million march down the M1 or something like that, I foresee will happen at some point. It's just at what point it happens, isn't it? It's very interesting because I've spoke to a number of people about something just like that, and it's a numbers game. We need revolution. We don't have weapons. We don't have a Second Amendment, so we don't have the same opportunities to
Sadly.
get rid of this tyranny. As a,
But we've also got
yeah.
revival. We've also got to start getting out there because we're not even allowed to call the church. The churches are no longer be called religious centres, aren't they?
Yeah,
Can't
but I
call
think,
the
do you know
church
what,
a church.
You don't need to go to church to have a relationship with
No,
God. In
exactly,
fact,
you don't, but we've got to start. There is, I believe, and I can feel it. So many people are seeing it. I'm seeing it. So many people are getting it. And what we need more than ever is a revival. We've all got to start. You know, this, we were born, we were a Christian country. That was enough. Do you know what I mean? We've all got to start
I
having
think it
that
has to get,
relationship with Jesus. I'm
well, it
with you.
has. I think it has to get really dark for people to clamor to get back to the light. That's the reality, and it's not quite dark enough yet.
Deal. Yeah. True. So let's talk. Let's have other discussions of what's going on in the world. Drones.
Operation
I'm
Bluebeam.
going to tell you my
Well, yeah.
thoughts.
I kind of think Operation Bluebeam. Yeah, it's all to frighten people and to distract people. It's all bollocks. You know, I've watched these drones. They're man-made, they're man-driven. I've not seen any of them do anything that any of our normal aircraft could do. I don't believe it. I think it's Operation Bluebeam.
Okay, so I'm going to run this to you. Many years ago, I interviewed a gentleman. We did a series of shows. We're going back to 2012. We did a series of shows with a guy called Gordon Bowden. And Gordon Bowden looked into money laundering by the UK government and also by South Africa. And one day he came and did a show and discussed about nuclear warheads during Ukraine when the fall of the Soviet Union. And there were deals done with these nuclear warheads. And you can also, it's linked to the Uranium One. Now, there are nuclear warheads missing. And yesterday, a guy who had contracts, I listened to this. So years ago, Gordon Bowden discussed this with me, and he said it's really dark. And he really went in. It's to do with the Clinton Foundation. He'd found out information because he was a forensic document inspector. Do you know what I mean? He really followed trails, etc. And he'd found out a lot about these nuclear warheads, and he discussed that with me back in 2012. Well, yesterday, a guy who runs a drone company who has contracts with the American military, he said, you know, these are the certain drones. He said, but they're sniffer drones. He said, I believe that those drones are out there searching for that nuclear warhead because it was hidden for a certain reason. No one ever found it because they had to decommission, didn't they? With the fall of the Soviet Union, certain warheads had to be, and there were some in Ukraine, and it was to do with the Ukrainian warheads.
Well,
Interesting.
it was quite interesting. They switched all the cameras off in London, didn't they, a little while ago?
Yeah. Yes, I heard about that.
You know, that would be a really good evidence-based gathering
Apparently,
network,
they've
wouldn't it?
started coming over here, but it's the amount in America. So we know that the deep state is really finished, but they're not going to go quietly.
No, of course they're not.
Something is going to happen between now and January the 20th.
Like a false flag event. Yeah, of course.
A massive, massive event. But I do think this is, I think those 4 years, I don't know how you feel, those 4 years that Trump, it was almost like he knew they were going to cheat. He knew that was going to happen. He's called it. But look what's happened in those 4 years. People can see it. People can see it because it won't do anything unless it affects them.
Yeah, of course. And this is where I said it has to get dark before people clamour to get back to the light. They have to see it. And I think also in his first term, he was probably a little bit more naive than he is now, certainly. So I kind of think moving forward, that's the hope, is that he is a force for good. Because the reality is, if he isn't, we're all fucked, aren't we? You know, it's.
Yeah, I can't. I've been on the Trump saint since 2016, and I can't see. But we've also had so many weird events. Did you see about the booms that were going off? These weird trumpet sounds coming from the sky.
Bizarre, isn't it? I mean, I've seen the videos of him, but I've never actually heard one personally. I would love to, you know, have one of those moments in my life where I saw a UFO or heard the sky roar in, or, you know, it must be both awe-inspiring and wonderful and terrifying at the same time, wouldn't it? But I think, you know, you look out at the stars, don't you? And you know, all of these stars are individual suns, and around these individual suns, there will be other planets. And on these planets, some of them will contain life. I think to not realize that purely logistically, you'd have to be pretty conceited to think we're on our own. You know, if God's created this place, I'm sure there are plenty of other places that He's seeded and that contain life. And our star is relatively young. So if there are stars out there that are perhaps 100 million or even a billion years older, they could be that much more developed that, if these people could get here, they could have destroyed us in a heartbeat if they wanted to anyway. So I'm not frightened of any aliens. I'm more frightened of my own government.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know, if anything else, I've kind of very much of the opinion nuclear weapons are a disruption, not only to us, but to other species that are in and around us. So I don't think a nuclear war is ever going to happen. I don't
I'm
doubt they
God is
could
second
detonate a
for
de
it. God is
yeah,
for
yeah.
that.
Well, I kind of there's been a lot of activity of UFOs around nuclear bases in the past, disarming these nuclear missiles, taking them offline beyond their control. So that's kind of what I believe. I just don't think they could have a nuclear war if they wanted to. But there's nothing stopping a rogue operator detonating a dirty bomb, you know, a small
That's it.
nuclear
Where is
device.
that
I don't
bomb?
doubt.
I think the fact
Yeah,
that they
that's.
don't know where certain nuclear warheads have gone to, and
Yeah, quite
after we've
possibly
done this,
that's
I'm
what they're
going to go.
scanning for.
That's what this guy who does has the government contract for drones believes.
Yeah. I mean, I've spoke to a number of peers over the last 8, 10 months, four in total, and I'm told that everything that's gone on is indeed a communist coup. So that's quite an interesting, you know, they're quite frightened, to be honest with
I
you.
do you
And I
think
think
Starmer's going
it's.
to stay? Do you think Starmer's going to stay? I think he's going
No,
to stay.
I think he'll stay until we force him out.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen though, and I think he's going to be
Yeah,
strong
because
when
he's
he
a village
realizes.
idiot. He's regarded as a village idiot, and he will stay until we force him out.
Well, he kept Jimmy Savile. Like, look what happened with
Yeah,
Jimmy
of course he
Savile.
did.
He could have been like that. Could have been stopped. It could have been
Yeah,
exposed.
of course he did. Yeah, if
Yeah.
he was a force for good, he would have stopped it. He chose not to. I suspect probably because he's in the same parties as Jimmy was, you know.
Yeah, of course. Exactly.
But they've got the
What do you think
same
will happen when he
prefix, haven't
goes?
they? The sir, you know.
Anybody, sir? What about
Yeah.
who would you pick to? We don't have Trump, sadly.
No. I
What
really don't know, to be honest with
have
you.
we got as an option? In
Well,
all.
you've got people rave about Farage, and he is a gifted guy. He's a really very good speaker.
Yeah.
I
It's just
don't like some
twitchy.
of
I'm
what he
twitchy.
says, though.
Yeah,
So
exactly. I'm being twitchy.
well, the main concern I have about him is him insisting that we need to leave the ECHR, the European Court of Human Rights, and talking about the need for human rights law reform in order to facilitate the getting rid of these young men of fighting age. Now, they work on problem solution. What's the problem? Why weren't you jabbed last time, Lou? It's because you got human rights and you could say no.
Yes.
If they remove those human rights
Yes.
under the guise of it being something else, a problem they're creating, then when they mandate for disease X next, you'll have no right to say no, and these young lads of fighting age will go door to door.
Yeah.
So it worries me because he is a man who's always kind of been seen as right wing and pro and, you know, anti-immigration, sorry. And, you know, people will follow him, they'll listen to him. And as the situation gets here more and more unbearable, he will be shouting, we need to get rid of human rights. We need to leave the ECHR. And the people who don't think deeply enough will go, yeah,
Yeah.
let's leave, not realizing they're actually
No.
forfeiting their own human rights. So that's my concern with Nigel.
Anyone else you can think of?
No, I can't imagine anyone in politics who Andrew Bridgen, I would like to see be Prime Minister, to be honest with you, because
Boris.
I
I'm
think
sorry,
for
Brian.
me,
Brian, our Brian. I'd love
who's that?
Brian Gerrish to be Prime Minister. I would
I
love.
don't know enough about him, and my apologies to Brian Gerrish in advance. I tend to switch off from politics because of what I've discovered, but
UK
certainly
column,
Andrew
Brian. That's
Bridgen.
it. I'm just joking. It's you, the UK column. Obviously, I was with the UK columnist with Brian for many.
There are lots of good people out there who have been very outspoken. Are they controlled opposition? I really don't know. But certainly, one man that sticks out for me as a man of integrity and honour is Andrew Bridgen,
Yes.
and I would certainly support him
Yes.
in any way that he wanted me to do if he made a re return to politics and was given some sort of position of seniority. I'd be glad to help him. You know, I think we need people with a moral compass, but I think increasingly we're going to be looking at a new model politically. And the reason I say that, I think ultimately people need to vote for policy rather than
Exactly.
politicians,
Exactly. The
because
whole system has to go.
yeah, policy isn't corruptible. Politicians clearly are.
And political parties as well. Like,
Yeah,
take a political
do, we
party
don't
coming
need.
in, there's the
Well,
corruption.
if we're all voting for policy, you don't need political parties.
Exactly.
We just they come up with half a dozen policies. What do the majority of you want to do? That's it, and then that's the policy. That's what happens, and we can relook at it every few years or whatever. You know, it's there's no need for politicians. They're just parasites.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. So, is the inauguration going to go ahead? Do you think there's going to be inauguration?
I think there's one of two options, isn't there? Either he's going to get inaugurated or he won't. I
I'm
suspect
meaning, is
what
there
they've.
going to be some massive event happening?
Well, I kind of think that
Is
there's one
coming
of two ways
involved?
they're going to stop it. Number one is to kill him, and they've had a few attempts already. So I think if we turned on the news tomorrow morning and they said Trump's plane's come down or he's been shot, none of us would be surprised because we're kind of expecting it, aren't we? If they suddenly come up with World War III or a nuclear bomb and that stopped it because of a state emergency, that's another option. Of real note is the fact that he's got, whilst he's got some wonderful people around him, he's also got some fucking idiots. And I'm not that keen on Vance because I've always thought of him as a globalist. If Trump falls over or was seen to fall over, he would step straight in, and perhaps that's what they wanted all along. And it'd be very interesting to see if, for whatever reason, Trump doesn't get inaugurated and Vance takes over, perhaps because he's assassinated, and then he gets rid of RFK, because RFK is going to make so many waves, I cannot see them allowing him to do what he wants to do. And if Trump is gone, I think Vance will get rid of him.
Let's pray not. Let's pray that he's got the.
Well, that's all we can do, isn't it? That's all we can do. But either way, win or lose, we're on the right side.
We are on the right
Because
side.
we're only here for a short period of time. You're born, you blink, and it's gone. It's what you do while you're here that matters.
And it's, yeah, and then what you do determines where you're going to go after here as well. And
Yeah,
people
exactly that. Because when you go
die.
upstairs, they'll judge you and they'll say, right, this is what you've done. Why did you do this? What are these people going to say? What are they going to say? How are they going to explain themselves to their judges? For their terrible, heinous biblical evil that they've done, they're going to go straight downstairs for all eternity, whereas I'm going to walk into the light.
Amen.
I really know that. I know that I am. It's
Yeah.
not the end, it's the beginning.
Is the beginning. Soon as you just accept Jesus as your savior, and he on a cross for us.
But you've got to have that faith, haven't you? You've
And you
got to
have
not be
to, yeah,
afraid.
I've
And
only just got it, man. It's just incredible.
It's liberating though. When you do have it, when you feel it, where you're not frightened, you're genuinely not frightened. I've had them try and kill me.
I know, John, you what you
I'm not
do.
afraid. I'm not afraid. And I've had them offer me silly amounts of money to stay silent, and I never
Really?
even considered it. And I
I
told them,
didn't know that, John. I didn't. So how did that come about?
So I took an email back in 2021. About a month after my meeting with Sir Graham Brady
Oh, yeah.
and Co. And it was from a girl called, who said she was called Yvonne Meyer. She said it was from RT News. It wasn't. I've since spoken to people who said it was probably military intelligence email. But they offered me, they said, that they'd heard my story, felt that I had a great deal to offer the globe, and it was a story that people would be interested in. And here at RT News, we have a global network and we want to tout your story globally. So, okay, so I read on and it said, we want to do three or four interviews, 45 minutes. And for that, we will contract you in. So they would get their lawyers to tie me up contractually so that I could not ever speak to anyone else about it. It would be an exclusive.
Oh.
And then they would tout my story to all of the different news networks. Now, it's pretty obvious at the time when you can't even type COVID into Facebook, I knew what would happen. And for that, they offered me 85 grand. Now, I've never
In
been a
your
particularly
soul.
mercenary. Yeah, I'm not mercenary, so I'm not wealthy. That would have paid my mortgage. I could have bought some nice toys. I never even considered it
Huh.
because I wouldn't do that. I don't want to. They could have said 5 million. I still would have said no, thank you. And that kind of reinforced. I knew what was happening then. Who wants to pay me a crazy conspiracy theorist undertaker 85 grand for a story that's lies, apparently? You know, I'm not stupid and I'm not prepared to put my soul on the line. I've watched these TV doctors do it for 10, 15 grand payments. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. I wouldn't do that. No amount of money would make me be complicit in the deaths of women and children and innocent people. So I kind of said, listen, I'll gladly talk to you. I'll gladly do four or five episodes. I don't want any of your money and I'm not signing any contract. And lo and behold, I never heard no more. You know, so I kind of know, I know they tried to compromise me. And then I've had really attractive ladies get in touch. Oh, we follow you. We'd love to meet you for a coffee. And, you
Oh,
know, it's.
that's textbook. I've known
Yeah, of
so
course it
many
is.
people.
But
Thomas
the
Sheridan
difference is,
all the time.
I worked on the door as a young man and I was very greedy when it came to ladies. And I'm not saying I'm proud of, but I'm not, it doesn't hold the same fascination for me as it does a man that's only had one or two partners. So I'm quite happily married. You know, I wasn't remotely tempted. And I said, look, thank you, but no, thank you. I'm married. And that was the end of that. So they can't compromise me. They can't intimidate me. They can't buy me. What can they do to get me on side? They can't. So that's why I'm still
Independent
here. You
as
know,
well,
it's.
and you're independent as
Yeah,
well.
of course.
I mean,
Yeah, I've got no boss. You know, they can't sack me.
Wow, John, you are a modern day, you are a hero for our times. You really are. And I know you say you didn't do anything, but you put your head up about the parapet. No, but we're nobody, not a single, not another funeral director in this country stood up and spoke the truth. It was you. And what you've gone through, you know, you wouldn't have had you nearly died. They nearly killed you.
Yeah.
And you're still there
I've
and you're
often
still
thought,
doing it.
you know, I can remember laying in that hospital bed and looking up because I didn't really sleep for 3 days, and looking up at the lights and wondering how I'd got myself in that position and wondering why I was there. And I think it was for me to be able to relay the story to other people so that they, when they were in a similar position and the consultant sat on the end of the bed, he said, you're going to die without this medicine. Just arm them with the information that I knew, because I could tell you when I was in there and he came over, he said, well, we want to start you on remdesivir. I said, okay. I said, well, you tell me the clinical benefit to me as a respiratory patient whilst I look at the side effects. And their bottle went straight away. Straight away, he buckled and he scuttled off like a rat. You know, so to be able to then, and I've had dozens and dozens of people get in touch with me and saying, it was only when I heard that and I was in that position that you saved me because I had the strength from the bottle to say, no, thank you. And I'm here today. Do you know, and it's a humbling, humbling experience. And it again, I'll go back to the better to give than to receive. I could die a happy man now.
There's still purpose for you, John, so.
Oh, I've you know, I'd love another 20 years, but it's all down to him, the man upstairs, isn't it?
Exactly.
I'll either get it or I won't. I'm not
There's a
worried either
plan
way.
for all of us. There's a plan
Yeah,
for every
I'm
single
not
one
worried. I'm not frightened to death at all.
of us. John O'Looney, thank you for coming back on
You're more than welcome.
our station. I love it when you come on. And go and follow John O'Looney on Twitter. It's honestly, his Twitter is fantastic.
And go and follow Lou Collins as well. I've literally just looked you up and give you a follow as well, mate.
Well,
So,
I lost my old Lou Collins. It's Lou Liberty Tactics now. I never
okay.
got that one back.
Okay. So, how have I been
People
able
can
to
still access.
follow that, I wonder?
People can
Or is it
still.
that I can follow it and you can't get on it, kind of thing?
I can't get back on it. They've shut me out. And I've put in appeal after an appeal after an appeal, and it's still there, and they won't let me sign back into it. So it's Lou at Liberty Tactics.
Hang on a minute.
Lou at Liberty Tactics, and we've got Trump train as the like cover photo. I'm on there. They gave me that back. They wiped my Facebook that I'd had since 2008. Granted, I was getting about 8 30-day bans since 2020, and then along as well as your 3-day bans and your 10-day bans, but it was the 8 30-day bans that cracked me up.
Yeah,
And there
yeah.
was pictures of when Jack, who's now 19, there's just pictures of him's first day of school, and it went gone. No explanation, no chance to appeal. They said they'd send me an email. I never received an email.
Yeah, well, I had the same
Just
thing.
gone.
Do you know what? I had that where I at first, that was one of the things that spurred me on. So I love YouTube. I used to go out, right, and I would work nightclubs
Yeah.
on the door. And I'd split up with a girl when I was 21. I was broken hearted and we all moved in the same circle. So to get out the way, I became a doorman and I started working on pubs and clubs. And it was an entirely different life. It was lovely. You know, there was a bit of camaraderie. Inevitably, you end up a bit of a ladies' man because you're
Did
in
you
that
ever do the
position.
door at the
And
sanctuary? Did you ever do
well,
the
no, well, I
sanctuary?
worked, no, I never worked on the Sanctuary, but I used to do Cinderella Rockefellers, everything in Northampton. I did a couple of do's in Chelsea, and I did a place called Directors in Milton Keynes down
I
near the train
know
station.
that. I know.
Yeah, so back in the day, and I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry,
So
sorry. I was just going
no, that's
back
all
to
right.
those days.
Well, I ended up where I was a night owl, you know. So you'd go and work, and it used to close at about 2 o'clock. We'd kick out by half two. Then we'd sit there having a beer and a rabbit and a chat till four, and then get home, and I'd be wide awake. So I'd be watching YouTube, and I used to love YouTube. And I was the same because once I started being a funeral director, I was out and about early hours of the morning, you know, picking people up. So anyway, I would get home and I would watch biographies and history and on YouTube. And I kept seeing all these COVID posts in 2020, and I was starting to see through it. And I delved into these posts. And I was like, in the end, I signed a dinner post and I said, well, I'm a funeral director, and that's not what I'm seeing, you know? And then people were kind of resonating with that. And then one of them said, well, you're not a funeral director, you're a keyboard activist. So then you reach a crossroads, don't you? You either identify yourself or you worry about your business and take a step back and leave it there. Well, I didn't. I stepped up and I said, well, I am a funeral director and this is me, www.mkffs.co.uk.